Welcome back to the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast. This is episode 3, and I am Beth Manning. I am a master medical intuitive and a psychic healer. And this is the podcast for practitioners, energy workers, and healers who are interested in exploring your abilities and learning how to work with energy so you can help your patients and clients to heal faster than they ever thought was possible and help them achieve full body health and alignment. So today, it's February, and it's okay if you're listening to this at another time. That doesn't matter. If you find something, usually it means it's relevant to where you're at right now, so it's a good time to listen up. But it is February, and oftentimes we associate February with Valentine's Day or relationships and working on our relationship with someone else, maybe a romantic partner. But this February's energy is really asking you to bring the focus back to you. To bring the focus back to the relationship that you have with yourself. And that's going to be so important this year. It's like we're really setting the foundation for the rest of the year with the work that we're doing with ourselves and on self-love this month. Because this year is all about power. It's all about standing in your power, doing new things, big things, things that scare the crap out of you, and pushing yourself a little bit to really step up to that next level, to that, you know, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. But this is a lot easier to do when you love yourself, when you have an appreciation for yourself. It's a lot easier to step into your power when you can encourage yourself from a loving place along the way. So this is the difference between really feeling into the things that you love about yourself and really trusting yourself, the decisions that you're making, celebrating yourself as you're moving through this year, and having that like tough love or like just suck it up or come on now, what's wrong with you? All that kind of negative talk, which doesn't tend to inspire us for very long and can lead us back into the same cycles and patterns and not achieving what we want to. So focusing on self-love this month is going to be so important because you can be reaping the benefits of it for months to come. So today's episode, I want to focus on how to open your heart so you can attract love and abundance. And we're going to talk about why your heart closes, some of the ways that your body can show that your health or your heart is not as open as it could be, and also some ways that you can open it. I'm going to give you 3 tips that I like to use to help my clients open up their heart spaces and that I use myself too, right? Because we are all a work in progress. And the thing about the heart space, when I say heart space, I mean heart chakra, is that there's really so many layers to the heart chakra. So you could focus on that heart chakra, like solid for a year and think, oh, I've done everything I can do. My heart is healed. I'm good. And you can go through an up level, an expansion, a bunch of things happening in your life. And then there's a new layer of that heart chakra that is asking to be healed. So I always think of the heart chakra like we take, you know, one layer, one layer, one layer, and we get deeper. And it's, you know, it's just something that we all can be working on at different levels. So I encourage you, even if you're sitting there saying, I've done my work on my heart chakra, I'm good, I encourage you to keep listening because this is really all about deepening your connection to yourself. And we just do that in deeper and deeper layers the more we move through life. So let's start off by talking about why the heart chakra can feel or look energetically, depending on if you're reading the energy, if you're feeling into your body or reading a client's energy, how this heart chakra can appear to be blocked or just not as fully open as we would ideally like for it to be. So why it can feel a little bit closed. So this can happen for a number of reasons. You know, we go through a period of grief. We have a break in trust in a relationship. We have times when we are harder on ourselves or we're blaming ourselves for things. It can even be all the way back in childhood where it didn't feel safe to keep our hearts open. It felt like there was wounding or broken trust, or, you know, like we couldn't trust people. So we had to stay guarded and protected. And allowing love in can feel like a vulnerable thing. So the heart chakra will be naturally protective because it doesn't want you to feel hurt. It doesn't want you to feel pain. And often the body has this beautiful way of guarding against us feeling emotions that it wants to keep us from feeling because they feel painful to us, right? So we start to detach. We start to maybe feel like we're not completely in our bodies or like we're guarding ourselves or protecting ourselves. And this can be a conscious or an unconscious thing. And the body, remember, the body is so smart that it likes to give us clues through symptoms. First, you know, symptoms, then sometimes we'll have some more serious things start to happen. Accidents, injuries, diseases, illnesses, symptoms, those pain, those are all the ways that the body communicates with you. So whenever something is going on, it's always good to pay attention so that we can stop it from becoming worsening or moving into something that's going to be more complicated to heal. So your heart chakra, like any other chakra, will start to talk to you through various symptoms. And this is by no means a complete list. This is just what I tend to see with people. But remember that your energy is completely unique. So if you're experiencing something in this heart chakra area, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a heart chakra problem. That's why it's always great to be able to read the energy first, because it'll tell you exactly where to start. But as a kind of a ballpark of things that can involve the heart chakra, so things with the heart itself, any symptoms, any diagnoses of the heart, or even symptoms that you go to the doctor and, you know, there's nothing wrong, but you're having some things happening around your heart, so maybe some palpitations, fluttering, whatever it feels like to you. So also with the lungs, they can also be associated with this heart chakra or an imbalance. Shoulder issues, any kind of like muscular issues, like in your chest, in your pecs. Also things involving the breasts, like breast cancer. Very often there's a lot of heart chakra healing that goes along with that. And also issues in the arms, in the hands, the wrists, the shoulders. Those can be indicative also of needing to do some heart space healing. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what healing here looks like. So much of with the heart space has to do with the way we feel about ourselves, the way we view ourselves, the way we talk to ourselves, even how much we give to ourselves as opposed to, you know, giving to others all the time. Like, are you always doing for others and putting yourself last, or, you know, not giving yourself much time until maybe you get sick or you have a vacation? Or like when I used to be in massage therapy classes, you know, people would wait all year for their weekend class in order to get some kind of work done on themselves and on their own body. So these are the kind of things that often in our society, we're normalizing that, you know, we want to be putting everybody else ahead of ourselves, that if you're a good mom, that's what you do. You know, if you're a good healer or body worker, that's what you do. You just, you know, you're always available for everybody else. And, you know, we put ourselves second. And a lot of times, heart space issues have to do with this kind of selflessness or this wounded healer energy of not prioritizing our own self-care. So that is what I see a lot of times with, you know, with the energy of what's going on in the heart space. Also, you know, grief and the ability to process a lot of those emotions. A lot of times it can feel almost like we can't access all of our emotions if our heart space isn't as open as it should be. It'll almost feel like we're out of touch with ourselves. We're not really sure how we feel about something, even what's important to us or what matters. And also with the heart space, it can feel like it's difficult to fully receive love or fully receive a compliment. So if someone, I want you to pay attention to this. When somebody gives you a gift or somebody pays you a compliment, what's your response? Do you automatically think, you know, oh, now I owe this person something. What can I do for them? Or does it feel like you can really fully accept that compliment and, you know, or is it like, oh, no, not me? Or, you know, we automatically have to return the compliment if somebody says, oh, your hair looks great today. You know, oh, well, yours does too. You know, we often deflect other people's compliments and love and attention, you know, away from ourselves because it can feel uncomfortable. So if you're nodding your head yes to any of this stuff, pay attention and you'll probably benefit from these three tips because this is so common. I think that we take it for, like, we just assume that this is the way things have to be. So often it's like we're given these messages as kids, right? Of don't, you know, don't be selfish, you know, he gave you a compliment. Now you have to give him a compliment. So I want you to really start to think about even deeper some of these things. This would be great to, you know, get out your journal and write about some of the ways over time and as a kid that you were really encouraged to not be the center stage of your own life. And see what you uncover, because it's so interesting, and I think it's so ingrained in our society and in our media and just so many of the messages that just feel so normal and so natural to us. But the good news is that we can heal. We can always heal. That's the beautiful thing, is that we're not stuck, right? You are not stuck, even if it feels like your heart space is completely blocked. You can definitely start to open it. So I want to share with you some of my favorite ways of helping people navigate through opening up their heart spaces. And one caveat to this before I share these things is that this is not a quick fix. This is like, you know, when you start exercising or you start any kind of new thing that you want to become a habit and a new way of being and a lifestyle. So I don't want you to think that we're going to do these things a few times and voila, your heart space is just going to be beautiful and open and like just open for business forever. Because this stuff, it takes a little bit of time. Right? So I like to think of the heart space as it's like we want to find like small holes that start to open, like small openings that we can then start to expand, or even picturing it like a rose or a flower that starts out pretty tight as a bud and then starts to flower and open. But remember, this happens over time. Okay, so it's like we have a lot of orchids in our house and they only bloom once a year, right? They are patiently working all that time on storing up all their energy so that they can open and bloom, okay? So we want to be patient with our heart spaces. We don't want to rush this process. So here are a few things that can help you to start to connect with and start to open up your heart space. So the first thing I want you to pay attention to is how do you speak to yourself? Because this is critical. So we have a relationship with our body that I like to think of as like, this is the most important relationship that you have in your life, is a relationship that you have with yourself and with your body. So you're a team. So I want you to think about the way that you would talk to someone that you absolutely love and adore and are in this deep partnership with. So chances are you're not going to point out everything that they do wrong or, you know, how they could be better or say like, oh, look, you did that again. You screwed up royally, right? We're not going to talk like that to somebody that we love. We're going to point out the things that they do really well. We're going to point out the qualities in them that we enjoy, right? The qualities of their personality, not necessarily what they're achieving or, you know, what they're, every single thing that they do that's wonderful. We want to think about the essence of who they are. Okay, so I want you to start to do this for yourself. And the first piece of that is really listening to how you speak to yourself. And just take a couple days to just be the observer. Observe maybe what the situations are when you tend to be a little judgmental or you tend to not be your biggest fan. Okay, so take note of that. And then I want you to start to really shift it. And the way that we shift it is we don't beat ourselves up when we're doing it. We stop ourselves in the moment and we replace it with a new thought. And you can even practice these thoughts. You can write down a list of things about yourself that you love, a list of things, you know, about your personality, about who you are that you love, and start to remind yourself of those things. You can read them to yourself, keep them on post-it notes, phone alerts, whatever it is, to remind yourself of all these amazing qualities that you have. And then when you catch yourself in a trash-talking mode or a judgment, shift it. Shift it to one of those things that you're practicing, embodying about yourself and really working on shifting the beliefs around. And feel how your energy shifts when you do that. Feel how different the energy is in your body when you are loving yourself versus being really hard on yourself. So the second piece of this healing is that often, so our heart spaces often have a reason for being closed or guarded or however you want to see it energetically or feeling it. And I like to always have people understand kind of energetically the reason as to what's going on, maybe why it's feeling like it has to guard itself, why it doesn't feel safe to open. And very often, the heart space is a place where we will hold regrets, blame, and judgment. So that's one thing to start investigating, where you might be holding those things. And they can go way back. It's incredible how many decades we can hang on to those energies. And those energies are very caustic to our body. They're very lower vibration energies, which just feel really heavy to hold. So it would be as if, you know, something happens and you take on these energies, it's like carrying like a 10-pound weight in each pocket all the time. It just feels heavier and heavier and heavier. And over time, energy expands. So the 10 pounds turns into 20 and then 30 and then 40. And oftentimes it just feels so much like a part of us that we don't realize that we're carrying this stuff, that we're holding on to it. So I want you to look at where you're carrying these energies. Maybe do a little journaling around why you're carrying them, what it's related to. And then doing some forgiveness work can go a long way with healing the heart space. And this can look like putting your hands on your heart space and just saying, I forgive you, using your first name for whatever it is. I also like to write a letter to yourself about all the things that you're forgiving yourself for. And this is a tremendous way to release the energy around these things, to really start to feel lighter and to release some of that regret, the blame, the shame, the judgment, that energy. And then the last thing I want to share is the power of energetically connecting to your heart space. And this is really, I like to put my hands there and really like stopping to be in the moment, in that present moment of now, and listening and feeling what starts to come up as you just give that heart space some time and attention. So it's like you're saying, I prioritize you. I want to hear what's up, what's going on, how are you feeling right now? And you know, you can even ask your heart, you know, what it would like you to know today, how you can help it to heal today, and just sit and listen. And I love to do this practice first thing in the morning, and some tears might come forward, some anger might come forward, whatever it is that you're feeling, just really experiencing it and going with it. And that's okay. Just picture it's like we're shedding layers. It's like taking a tissue out of a box and another pops up, right? We're just kind of dealing with shedding the layers that are coming up for us. It's just a lot of emotions and things that are asking to move this stuck energy. And then moving that into that practice of in real time saying what you love about yourself, you know, talking to yourself almost as if you're a little baby that you're holding and, you know, you're reminding it of how much it's loved and how much you care about it and why, and really thinking about soothing yourself and your heart the way that you would a baby, and letting it know that it's safe and that it's okay, that it feels the way that it feels, and that you're here with it. You're here to experience whatever it wants to experience, and that you're in this together. So those are some of my favorite ways to help clients to open up the heart space. I have a meditation, actually two meditations on my website. I'll link to those below. They're both meditations to help open up the heart space and to heal the heart space. And if this was helpful, I would love for you to share this podcast with a friend and to also rate it, review it. Just thank you so much for listening and for being here. And I so appreciate all your feedback and your love around this podcast, and I'm so grateful for you sharing it and reviewing it as well. So thank you for joining me on the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast, and I will see you next time.